Today's New Testament reading is Ephesians chapter 1. Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus by the will of God, to the saints who are in Ephesus and are faithful in Christ Jesus, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places, even as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and blameless before him. In love, he predestined us for adoption as sons through Jesus Christ, according to the purpose of his will, to the praise of his glorious grace, with which he has blessed us in the Beloved. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses, according to the riches of his grace, which he lavished upon us in all wisdom and insight, making known to us the mystery of his will according to his purpose, which he set forth in Christ as a plan for the fullness of time, to unite all things in him, things in heaven and things on earth. In him we have obtained an inheritance, having been predestined, according to the purpose of him who works all things, according to the counsel of his will, so that we who were the first to hope in Christ might be to the praise of his glory. In him you also, when you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, and believed in him, were sealed with the promised Holy Spirit, who is the guarantee of our inheritance until we acquire possession of it to the praise of his glory. For this reason, because I have heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love toward all the saints, I do not cease to give thanks for you, remembering you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you a spirit of wisdom and of revelation in the knowledge of him, having the eyes of your hearts enlightened, that you may know what is the hope to which he has called you, what are the riches of his glorious inheritance in the saints, and what is the immeasurable greatness of his power toward us who believe, according to the working of his great might that he worked in Christ, when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion, and above every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. And he has put all things under his feet, and gave him as head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. This is the word of the Lord. For today's meditation on God's word, we welcome Pastor Josh Willardson from Bethel Lutheran Church in Fort Smith, Arkansas.
In the name of Christ, amen. I do not cease giving thanks for you, making remembrance of you at the time of my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, might give to you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. The Father of glory sent his Son into the world to make peace between God and man. The eternal Son descended from heaven and put on humanity in order to make peace between God and man in his body. The Holy Spirit conceived Jesus in the Virgin's womb, anointed him as Christ, and led him to the cross so that all people would be reconciled to God and the hostility of the nations be killed by the death of God. Christ Jesus the Son has finished the work he was sent to do. Thus the Father raised him from the dead, seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places, subordinated all things under him, and appointed him as head over all things for the good of the church. Peace has been made between God and man in the God-man, Christ Jesus. He who died to make peace now lives and reigns over all things to give you peace. Formerly, you were dead in sin. You were under the domination of the devil who spurred you on in disobedience and hostility to God. You were by nature children of wrath, carrying out the passions of the flesh and the desires of the body as strangers to God's promises, having no hope and godless. But now the peace of God in Christ Jesus has come to you through the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, which you believe. By the washing of water with the word, God raised you up to life with Christ, placed you under his gracious reign, and sealed you with the promised Holy Spirit, so that you are now children of God, heirs of his glorious inheritance, full of faith in the Lord Jesus and love toward all the saints. By grace you have been saved through faith. None of this is your doing. It is all the gift of God. Thus the reason for St. Paul's thankfulness throughout chapter 1. God has brought about your salvation from beginning to end in Christ Jesus, just as he did for the saints in Ephesus. Such is the immeasurable riches of his favor and kindness to you in Christ. And this is the reason that St. Paul is giving thanks. Such spirit-breathed thanksgiving leads Paul into supplication for the saints, not only for those in Ephesus of the first century, but for all the saints throughout all times and places who believe in Jesus, even you. St. Paul petitions the Father through the Son, requesting that the Father give the Holy Spirit and his gifts of wisdom, revelation, and knowledge to those who already believe in Christ Jesus and have first received the Spirit in holy baptism. The Spirit teaches Jesus as the wisdom, revelation, and knowledge of God through the Holy Scriptures. He proclaims Christ as crucified, risen, and ascended for your salvation, and through this gospel he gives and works faith in Christ. The Spirit enlightens the eyes of your heart so that you can see and know the great hope that God has called you to in Christ, the resurrection of the body to life everlasting in perfect communion with Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, you may be confident that God the Father hears this prayer that St. Paul has given on behalf of all the saints, for Christ Jesus has made peace in his body between God and man. He who was crucified is risen, and he now lives and reigns over all things for your benefit. Sin, death, devil in this fallen world cannot destroy you, for they have been defeated by Christ victorious. They may trouble you in the present time and bring about present sufferings, yet they are all subject to your ascended Lord Jesus, who reigns for you. So as you find that you are poor, miserable sinners, sick, weak, and dying, tormented, tempted, and accused by the devil, as you find that you are lacking in love toward your brothers and sisters in Christ and others, cling to Christ, trust his word, and receive his body and blood with thanksgiving. For Jesus brings the right hand of the Father in glory from heaven here to earth to save you. Amen.
We thank Pastor Josh Willardson from Bethel Lutheran Church in Fort Smith, Arkansas, for today's meditation on God's Word.